My guest at this time is Dr. Betsy McCoy, former lieutenant governor for the state of New York. Her latest website is defendyourhealthcare.com, and she has also been a very vocal contributor, especially on opinion pages, to the current debt ceiling debate. Dr. McCoy says that it's a very simple process as to what Washington needs to do, and that's cut spending a lot, and cut it now. And Dr. McCoy, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. And in addition, it's very important that we not allow the president to raise the debt ceiling, as he says, through the 2012 election. I've heard him and Secretary of the Treasury Geithner say several times, we need to raise the debt ceiling by a whopping amount, two or three times the normal increase, to let the federal government keep on borrowing past that election. But, of course, the argument they make is that he wants to spare the nation any political focus on the debt ceiling in an election year. But that's exactly what politics should be about, the most fundamental question facing our nation, the size and cost of government. How long do each of us have to toil every day and all year long to support government programs instead of supporting our own families?
Dr. McCoy, you've, as I mentioned, been at the highest levels of state government, and you certainly understand what's happening at the federal level. So we're hearing so much from both sides of the aisle here. The speeches on Monday night had the president saying we needed shared sacrifice. John Boehner said it was time to stop spending. A lot of Republicans in his own House aren't real happy with his backup plan here that he hopes will be able to bridge the gap between the two parties. So what do you make of what we heard from those two leaders Monday
night?
Well,
unfortunately, the president's plan is just four words: balanced approach and shared sacrifice. Four words. It sounds good, but they're really weasel words. Because when the president says he wants a balanced approach, he means that he wants to combine spending reductions with tax code changes that would make Americans pay more taxes. But the fact is, we've already had the tax increases. The Obama health law, which was passed only 16 months ago, raised taxes by $503 billion over the next decade. You haven't felt those tax hikes yet because they don't go into effect until 2013 or 2014, but the money is already going out of your pocket. For example, the Obama health law raises the Medicare payroll tax from 2.9% to 3.8%. It puts a new 0.9% tax on profits from selling your home or selling stocks and other investments. So the tax hike side of that balanced approach, that was done last year. Now it's time to make the spendaholics in Washington cut spending, period.
Dr. McCoy, when you and Governor Pataki were elected in 1994, you followed, of course, three terms of Governor Mario Cuomo, who was, by all accounts, a liberal, and there have probably been quite a few liberals before him in office. What type of conditions did you find, and what attitude did you take then to whatever the fiscal situation was in your state?
Well, I usually find the same thing when I look at government. Too many people who are addicted to spending. And let's face it, politicians like spending. It makes their job more important. It makes them more important. But the fact is that we are now so burdened by the cost of government at the local level, at the state level, at the federal level, that government programs are consuming 42% of gross domestic product. 42%. Of everything all of us produce going to work every day. Can you imagine? 42% of the fruits of our labor. That's too much. Do you get 42% of your happiness from government?
I'll leave that as a rhetorical question.
It's a real question, and the fact is I've never met anybody who answers that question yes.
In terms of the issue of health care, I know you've been following that so closely, and one of the issues being raised by the president as well as other Democrats is that the Republican plan, their original plan, cut, cap, and balance, which was largely based on the Ryan budget plan, they say it will basically end Medicare as we know it and will force higher costs on seniors when that 10 years is up. What can you tell us what is true and what is not true about that?
To the contrary, Medicare as we've known it, unfortunately, is already gone. It was eviscerated by the Obama health law. That law, passed 16 months ago, took $575 billion out of future Medicare funding and moved it over to fund two new entitlements, a big expansion of Medicaid, and in addition, premium support or vouchers for middle-class people to buy health insurance. So it was like robbing Peter to pay Paul, only it was robbing Grandma to spread the wealth around. The Ryan plan, which is not at issue at all here, returns that money to Medicare to prolong the life of the system. But the key is when the president said on Monday night that he wanted shared sacrifice, that sounds good. But once again, he's pointing his finger at grandma and telling her that she's supposed to be the one sacrificing. I'm sorry, but seniors gave. They gave last year under the Obama health law. If you want to take entitlements down to a lower level of cost, let's start with Medicaid, or let's start by eliminating that entitlement that was just enacted for middle-class subsidies for health insurance. The best way to reform entitlements is not to create new ones.
Dr. McCoy, how much does Washington need to cut spending, and how should that spending cutting be structured? Because a lot of folks say it's got to be done now in this Congress, or at least a big chunk of it, while others say as long as it's somewhere in the next 10 years, we'll be okay.
Oh, let me tell you, those 10-year promises are meaningless because no Congress can bind a future Congress. So the only cuts that mean anything are the cuts that are going to occur immediately. And that's why I hope that the Republicans will not be bamboozled by promises of cuts a decade from now when they raise the debt ceiling next week. It's not any better than the paper it's written on. Now, how are we going to cut? Well, the most important thing is to cut government spending as a percentage of GDP. It was 18% when President Clinton left office. It was 20% when George Bush left office. And now it is an astounding 25%. It should be pushed way back below 20%.
In terms of the current rate of spending, there was, of course, the stimulus package in 2009. A lot of folks perhaps aren't aware of the fact that spending has remained at that level. It wasn't a one-time infusion. Is that correct?
Well, that's true. And what's really dangerous here is that President Obama intends to normalize that outrageous level of spending in the future, driving the United States toward a European-style welfare state. It will mean the end of our standard of living. I don't know whether you're familiar with how much lower the standard of living is in Western Europe, but the fact is that the average European lives in a household in living quarters that are less than half the size of what the average American has. The poorest 12% of Americans have more living space than the average European.
Very interesting. Dr. McCoy, tell our listeners again where folks can read more about what you've been able to dig up as far as this debate goes.
Well, please come to defendyourhealthcare.com.
Dr. McCoy, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Dr. Betsy McCoy served as Lieutenant Governor of the state of New York. She is also the founder of the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths, and she is the head of defendyourhealthcare.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.